south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. You know, I get bombarded with sex, mating, dating, romance, Latina, gringo, gringa, and a mix of all the above questions all the time. And I rarely do a whole show talking about that kind of stuff. I don't want to come off as an Ana Landres. That would be the Latin and Landers. You long-term listeners know I touch on the subject sometimes, but I generally don't delve too deep into the sex, love, and romance angle. But I have to talk about it sometime. There's so much of that mating, dating, and romancing stuff going on down here. So today, for your enlightenment and amusement, I'll read a couple of these emails so you get to see what ends up in my inbox. All right, first I got a comment on my YouTube channel from Mac. He says, Johnny, I'm not trying to be disrespectful about women from Mexico City on Craigslist for dating, but my goodness, I thought I was in New York City. They are just gold diggers. Everywhere a man goes, he feels like he's being taken. Okay, and the rest of the message is more of the same, but we get the idea. Max, get this and get it good. Never expect to strike gold on those Latin mating and dating sites. I don't care if it's Mexico, Colombia, Salvador, Nicaragua, Peru, whatever. I hate to say it, but it's a lot like real estate. When you're down here with boots on the ground, you can find a beautiful three-bedroom apartment for $400 a month. And you can find the same apartment on the internet, all translated in English, for $800. How'd that happen? So if you're checking internet sites and Craigslist to find love and romance in Latin America, man, unless that site's all in Spanish and there's no English at all, you're asking for trouble. I can tell you it almost never works out. Those are ladies that speak some English, so they're tuned in to cable TV and what's happening up in the States. They're addicted to e-entertainment, the Kardashians, and all those makeover shows. And they know the only way they're going to get to live a first-world lifestyle is to somehow hook a gringo. They're not the nice, loving, protected, stay-at-home Latinas you think they are. Their angle is to learn a little English, make nice, hook up with a gringo. And of course, that means a nice free ride to the US of A. And I can tell you what happens then, or what most often happens then. Now, of course, there are always exceptions to that rule, but just look at it this way. Suppose you were looking for love and romance, and all you did was go to Metallica concerts and biker bars. What do you think your chances would be to hook up with someone who was a non-drinker, was into organic gardening, and didn't have a tattoo? Not good, right? But there are exceptions. Now, before we get going here, let me preface this by saying I've never gone on the Latin mating dating sites to hook up. I've looked at them just for information's sake because people say, hey, you got to check it out, just to see the mechanism, how these hot young Latinas hook gringos. And of course, I've heard 100 sob stories from gringos who've been hooked and reeled in, and now they're having a hard time getting out. Now, if you don't think nearly every Latina on those mating dating websites doesn't want to have a gringo baby, then obviously you haven't had boots on the ground here in Latin America, and you don't know too much about the influence of the Catholic Church here in Latin America. Now, up in the States, almost everyone's known someone who's had an abortion. In fact, I'm looking at a study published in the British newspaper The Independent.co.uk. It says, one in three first world women have had an abortion, and most of them don't regret it. That's 33%. Sure, it's a big deal, but it's legal, and people know what to do if that's their intent. However, down here in Latin America, in most countries, it's illegal. And it's so rare that most people don't know anyone who's had one. Recent studies, in fact, claim that 1 in 25 Latin women will undergo an abortion. That's about 4%. And if someone does get an abortion, it's a huge family and neighborhood scandal. And that's how a lot of clueless gringos get trapped. So as sexist as this sounds, it's the truth. So listen up, all you first world guys up there who think you're going to come down here, just play around and have some fun with the local Latin ladies. Uncomfortable fact number one. Most Latin ladies want to have a gringo kid. For one thing, it's an anchor baby, a sure in for both the kid and the mom to enter the States legally. And because of that heavy Catholic Christian cultural thing, if a Latin girl does get pregnant, no one's going to be able to talk her into an abortion. Hell, they don't even allow legal abortions for rape and incest in most Latin countries. It's a cultural thing, you know, and I'm sure with lag time that'll change, but right now, that's the way it is. That said, we could take a lot of very valuable tips and cues on that front from our old friend, Expat Eddie. who, when he first arrived some 15 years ago, spent many years in the mating and dating game, until he met Claudia, the love of his life, who he's engaged to right now. Eddie used to tell me all the time that the less English a Latin lady knows, the more respectful, nice, humble, lovable, and caring they are, and the more English they know, meaning the more gringos and English TV they've been exposed to, the more jaded they are, therefore in most cases, the more trouble you'll find yourself in later. And we'll talk about the gringa Latino angle later, that's first world American women coming down and hooking up with Latin guys. But first, let's talk about the more common case. That would be gringos hooking up with Latinas. And why is that more common? Well, that's because the overwhelming majority of mating and dating hookup sites are set up or geared up for first world guys to meet Latin women. Just like about 100% of Russian mating dating sites are geared up for Russian ladies to meet gringos or European guys. I mean, come on, how many first world American ladies do you know who are searching out Russian dating websites to find the vodka-drenched Russian heartthrob of their dreams? Nadia. Niet. But oh, do Latin women love gringos and vice versa. Latin men love gringas. And believe me, that's fraught with danger. Now, Eddie always says his number one rule for qualifying whether a girl's going to be a keeper or not, that is not a gold digger or too much of a gold digger, is to make it clear very early on in the relationship that you're not intending to leave Latin America and go back to the States. You make it clear to her that you're making your home permanently in Latin America. Now, that conversation can be a deal breaker and weeds out the gold diggers rather quickly. Eddie says you just explain nicely you're going to live a first world life down here in Latin America, but you're never going back. Now, that may or may not be true, but it's a test, you see. Like he said, you're testing to see if her main goal is to get a legal way to the States. So you lay that on her and check out the body language, the facial expressions, and the responses. If you detect a little whining, a little resentment, some questioning, even looks of astonishment and surprise, and not a calm, flat answer like, well, that sounds okay with me, then I'll tell you, brother, you're gonna have problems. Now, for how sexist this discussion might sound, remember, I've always promised to tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great. And though this might sound ugly, it's part of living down here, and gringos really should know these things. I have to tell you that Eddie has honed this thing to a science. He's developed a number of little tests to weed out the gold diggers from the ladies with a heart of gold. Now, of course, there are blatant gold diggers, and you spot that right away. You know right off when your new girlfriend rides the chicken bus to work, yet when you take her out to dinner, she orders surf and turf, a couple of ice cream drinks, and asks you to buy a carryout for the folks back home. Yeah, do note, if right away she hints when you're at a restaurant that it would be nice if you bought a couple of meals to bring home for the family, and by the looks of her house, her family never had seen the inside of a place classier than McDonald's, you're looking at trouble. But there are some Latin ladies who, as Eddie says, can play you for a long, long time and you never realize that they're gouging you. Because remember, 20 bucks to the average American is what? An hour's work, maybe even less? And 20 bucks to a Latino or Latina is a day's work or more. Oh, and Eddie has developed a little shopping test too. He'd take one of his new girlfriends to a high-end mall and give her 100 bucks and tell her to go shopping. He says a gold digger will come back with maybe one or two brand name items. You know, like Nike or Guess, some well-known brand name. Now you might be thinking, so what's wrong with that? People buy brand names all the time. Well, if a girl doesn't wear any brand names at all because she can't afford to, and she's wearing nothing but knockoffs, and you give her 100 and she comes back with a $40 pair of Jordache jeans and a $60 pair of Nikes, well, you get it? Now, when Eddie first went out with Claudia, that was 5 or 6 years ago, he gave her the shopping trip test too. Of course, you don't tell him it's the shopping trip test, he says. And she passed with more than flying colors. Now, passing with flying colors would be a lady coming back with 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 pieces of clothing, non-designer stuff, of course. That's easy to do down here in Latin America. Most pants, jeans, tops, shirts, whatever, can be under 10 bucks or less if you don't go to an upscale store. By the way, let me tell you, ladies down here really know exactly when stores are having sales. I mean, you have to know about those things if you only make 200 to maybe 400 bucks a month. So Claudia passed with more than flying colors. How'd she do that? Well, when Eddie gave her the 100 bucks, she stopped right there and said, listen, I know another shopping center. It's not in a great district, but they've got some fantastic sales going on. So she passed a gold digger test with flying colors. But Eddie has other tests too. He's got what he calls the telephone test. As you can imagine, most middle-class Latin ladies have a kind of a beat-up phone. So Eddie will say, or he used to say, this was the test, let's get you a new phone. And if she picked a high-end, top-line phone, well, she lost points there. If she picked a middle-of-the-road phone, she passed part two of the gold digger test. Now, of course, we're talking about gringos coming down here and meeting Latin girls. You know, the usual traditional places, parks, banks, malls, restaurants. You know, just living your life, getting around, running into people. Oh, and besides those English language Latina mating dating sites, one of the worst places to meet Latin or Latina members of the opposite sex is at the bars and discos, especially bars and discos in high-end neighborhoods and in business areas. And as far as gringo hangouts and bars, and that includes first world hotel bars too, as well as practically any place on the gringo tourist trail, well, now we're talking about Gold Digger Central. Of course, if you're 18 to 25 years old, bar hopping and discos might be an integral part of your lifestyle. However, most of us expats and you gonna-bees and wannabes are over that disco and rave scene, aren't you? So, once again, I'll repeat that very un-PC but sage advice from expat Eddie. In general, the more English a Latin lady knows, the more she's likely to be a gold digger. In other words, forget about those Latina mating and dating sites if they're in English. Now, here's a fact worth noting. 98% of Latinos and Latinas living off the gringo tourist trail don't know enough English to order off the IHOP menu. So they're definitely not going to be on an internet hookup site that's in English. Now, Latinas that are bilingual enough to navigate on English websites, they know there are many thousands, if not millions, of lonely heart gringo suckers to correspond with. Now, I came down to Latin America way before the internet ever got here. And back then, it was classified ads and snail mail and telephone correspondence between English-speaking Latinas and lonely-heart gringos up north. And let me tell you the typical scenario. I saw it dozens of times. The gringo corresponds with one, two, or maybe three Latinas. He comes down, meets them all, different times, of course. Well, for sure, he'd get his eyes scratched out or worse. The love and romance thing clicked with one of his pen pals. He'd sponsor her for a green card and bring her back to the States with the intention of marriage. But guess what? When they get back to Cleveland and settle in, surprise, surprise, he's not on vacation anymore. You see, when a guy comes down, let's say, to Costa Rica to meet the Latina of his dreams, what he really is a happy, carefree gringo on vacation and willing to spend a lot of money. At least in her eyes, it's a lot of money. But you know what? When he gets back to the States, he's got to go back to his job, his 9-to-5. He's not that happy-go-lucky, romantic, sitting at the beach with an umbrella drink, $10 tipping gringo she first met when he came a-courtin'. So then what happens next? Well, I'm telling you this because I've heard the same story from so many lonely heart gringos. Now remember, these are gringos that have no intention of living in Latin America. They don't have a plan B. They're just looking for love and romance and have had a divorce or two, some grown-up kids or kids in college they're still paying for. Oh, and I forgot to mention, a good percentage of the young ladies you meet online or in discos or parties, whatever, have a kid or two back home that mama or grandma is taking care of. In fact, it's a rare thing to find a Latino over 25 who hasn't had a kid. So these days, with the internet, the scenario is like this. The lonely heart gringo finds his Latin beauty on a Colombian or a Costa Rican dating website. She speaks some English and his Spanish sucks. But since he's boring, plain, unexciting, and overweight, he never married or dated a girl that was over a 5, and here's this hot, sexy Latina beauty interested in him, or so he thinks. So what do you think? He's sucked right into the game. So they hook up, he meets her family, they get married, go back to the States, and guess what? He's back to his 9-to-5 again, and she's sitting at home, doing her nails, eating bonbons, and channel surfing for Spanish language TV stations. She's a terribly lonely, dislocated fish out of water, constantly on WhatsApp to her friends and family back home. And her man is gone all day. So slowly but surely, she gets out of the house. She joins a health club. She goes to the mall, goes shopping. And guess what? She's drawn to all those people she meets who start talking to her in Spanish. The bagger at the grocery store, the city worker, the construction guy down the street, the girls at the beauty salon, and her new man now, who's likely 15 or 20 years older, comes home fatigued, tired, listless, like everyone else in the States doing a 9-to-5. And she's got all this energy and wants to go out. And when she goes anywhere alone, even to the grocery store, every young guy and his brother's hitting on her. sooner or later, she'll end up hanging with people from her own social class, people from the barrio, a recipe for disaster. Yeah, you know, I'm painting a bleak scenario here. Why? Because I've seen it happen. I can name cases and faces and names. Which is why, no matter how classist and sexist it might sound, especially when you hear about expat Eddie's gold digger disqualification test, yes, it's sad but true. There's such a huge cultural gap. You're asking for big trouble if you come down to Latin America and you meet a Latino or Latina and you bring them back to the States. Oh, and never forget that a good percentage of these young ladies have a kid back home that mom or grandma's been taking care of. Now, a lot of them are honest and proud that they have a kid, but some of them won't tell you, at least not right away, because they don't want to throw a wrench into the works. In fact, on a previous show, I think it must have been now 3 or 4 years ago, I told the story of a very good friend of mine in Costa Rica, a wealthy gringo from California who married his very hot and sexy looking cleaning lady. That happens sometimes. And he never even knew she had a kid till some months after they were married. And if you recall that story, I mentioned he had a very big spread, huge house. So he had a full-time gardener and maintenance guy, and her relatives ended up getting hired for those jobs, which is sort of the status quo when someone in the family hits the gringo marriage jackpot. However, some months after the wedding, my buddy found out that his new gardener, hired by his new wife, was actually the father of the kid he never even knew about. Man, talk about clueless gringos, huh? Now, I'm not saying it served him right, but he didn't bother to learn his Spanish, and he lived in Costa Rica for years. Anyway, I could tell you clueless gringo story after story. Now, of course, there are a lot of beautiful, nice, sweet Latinas with hearts of gold. You see them all over the place down here, but mostly found off the gringo tourist trail. And funny enough, sort of overprotected and somewhat imprisoned in the house by their own fathers who have bad reputations themselves and want to protect their own daughters from guys like them. So beware when you're on the gringo tourist trail. Many, but not all, Latin ladies have been jaded and contaminated by the gringo dollar. However, you have to look at it from the Latina's point of view, too. If she's living near or on the gringo tourist trail, there's always gringos coming in and out, especially groups of young horny ones who come with their buddies, hitting on them, lying to them, making promises they can't keep, trying to make time with them, etc., knowing they'll be gone in a week or two because they're on vacation. I think in time that would jade and harden any young Latina to a certain kind of gringo, don't you? So I can't stress enough the fact that on the tourist trail, gringos have sort of ruined it for themselves. However, when you're off the gringo tourist trail, where you could walk around a medium or large size Latin city for a couple hours and rarely see a gringo, sure, there are going to be gold diggers. You'll find them everywhere. But they won't be specifically targeting gringos and expats, because in order to even figure out a plan like that, you have to speak some English. And when you're off the gringo tourist trail, 98% of the people can't read or understand a simple English billboard. Now, as far as first world ladies, that is gringas, coming down to Latin America looking for love and romance, if you think first world guys have a gringo advantage, man, you ain't seen nothing yet. Seems like every first world gringa I've met down here, even 65 and 70 year old gringas, have a big collection of Latin guy pickup stories. In fact, just the other day I was talking to one gringa, average looking, about 50, girl next door type. She's been down in Latin America now maybe 4 years. She said, at first anyway, it was just amazing and so flattering the amount of attention she got from men down here. And she says even as she hit 50, it's not diminished. In fact, she says it gets kind of annoying at times, so she actively dresses down. So she'll throw on a flannel shirt, no makeup, go to the store, and get hit on by a couple of different guys along the way. She said when she first came down, she felt like a homecoming queen or a model. Or at least she had some idea what it felt like to have eyes on you all the time. But after a while, she says it does get pretty old. There are times, she says, she feels like Greta Garbo. She wants to be left alone. And I'll tell you, if you've got light hair, or what they call clear eyes here, that's green, blue, or gray eyes, you'll always be on display and the locals will be talking about you and commenting to themselves as you walk by. That's why it's nice to know a little Spanish, so you can hear what they're saying about you. In fact, every time I go to one of those big open markets, the mercado down here, the people are naming the goods and yelling out the prices, and every time they see me, they'll say, "Venga, canche. Venga, canche." Canche means blondie. You know, I'm not blonde, but I'm not dark-haired either. No matter, everywhere I go, they call me canche, blondie. because there are no natural light-haired people or blondes in Latin America. Unless, of course, they're in the upper 0.5%, the so-called purebred oligarchs who have a lot of European blood. They're called criollos. Once in a while, you get a peek at one of these guys or gals in the society pages of the newspaper because, you know, they're that famous 20 or 30 families that own all the big plantations and cement factories, the Coca-Cola franchises and McDonald's. In fact, some of these criollo families go back to land grants given to them by Spanish kings. In some cases, that wealth is still in the family. That is, in the cases where the grandkids and their grandkids and their grandkids haven't squandered and pissed away those fortunes. Yep, that's a provable pattern too, you know. So again, let me repeat. All you first world ladies, that is, gringa wannabes, if up there in Minneapolis or Cleveland, you've been living the normal life of the good old girl next door, when you get down here to Latin America and you finally get to start mixing with the locals, prepare yourself, because you're going to be looked at and talked about over and over again. But don't worry, it's all good. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be that obvious or that you're going to get a tsunami of attention, but let's put it this way. Compared to the kind of attention you're used to getting up in the States, you'll kind of be like a B-grade rock star. However, like some have said, there'll certainly be a lot of Latin guys you don't want the attention from, but you can't pick and choose. It's just going to happen. So then are Latin males gold diggers too? Of course they are. So you single gringo ladies, you know what that means, right? You should be doing that same gold digger qualification test on the guys you meet. Tell them you plan on living a very nice first world life here in Latin America and you don't ever want to go back to the States. See how they react. See if they make a face. Try to talk you out of it. You get it. Okay, before we read our next Lonely Hearts email, it's a good one too, let me remind you that my July 2017 Expat Insider Seminar is open for registration. Yep, we'll be going in and around Guatemala again. Classroom time all morning to noon, boots on the ground every afternoon and on through the evening. For sign-up information and all the details, go to www.thenewexpat.com, then click on Johnny's July 2017 Seminar link. And don't forget to add 4 days before or 4 days after the seminar, or both, to take those amazing John Galt trips. You'll read about those in the sign-up letter, too. And you'll read about how you can kill two birds with one stone. That is, get a flag planted in a foreign country. That would be Guatemala. Yep, that's right. You can come down to the seminar and apply for a permanent or temporary residency in Guatemala, too. And, you know, after 5 years, that leads to a passport. And then you're really off and running on that plan B. But if you just can't swing getting boots on the ground in Latin America right now, you can do the next best thing and take my Expat Essentials course. And if you go to expatplanb.com, you'll get 3 free videos by yours truly. So, want to find out the best, most efficient way to get your ducks lined up for your plan B? Go to expatplanb.com. Oh, this would be a good time to mention that I do a lot of phone consultations, helping people arrange and coordinate their own Plan B scenarios. Now, of course, since we usually spend about an hour, sometimes more, going over a very detailed questionnaire I send them ahead of time, I do charge for that service. But if you come to my Expat Insider Seminar, if you do a phone consult, you'll get that money back. Yep, it's a freebie. Just thought I'd let you know about that. All right, listen to this Lonely Hearts email. He says, please don't use my name if you read this. I get that all the time. I'm a Canadian expat gonna-be, and after spending a few months living in Mexico and traveling in various countries in Central America, I've seen the light. In fact, I wanted to stay down south of the border even the very first time I checked it out, but I was too close to getting vested in my pension up here and decided to keep working for a couple of more years. Besides, I have a very unique situation. I kind of like my job. Anyway, Johnny, you've given us all some very good information about Latin romance, but I don't think you've tackled this little problem yet. I'll give you a little background story to make it more interesting. On my first excursion south of the border, I ended up going to Spanish classes in Mexico and to a conversation club, which tends to lead to meeting a lot of new people, meaning Latinas. And before I knew it, I was dating 4 different women. 2 gringas and 2 Latinas from the club. You know how your mother always told you to play the field? Wow, was this playing the field? Well, that always seemed like good advice to me, and for some reason, I'm a little too old-fashioned in some ways, I guess. But I can tell you now, the dating gods were not with me, because even though The Mexican city was around a couple of 100,000 people. There was some kind of small town phenomena going on. It kicked in where all four women saw me with one or two of the others in the space of a few days. Oh boy. Now the funny thing is the gringas from the States seemed okay with it, but the Latinas, wow. If I could harness that jealousy energy, we wouldn't have to worry about gas prices. One of them, by the way, had invited me to her place for a special dinner. Now, just to let you know, the night before the dinner, she saw me with one of the other women. Suffice it to say that when I showed up for the dinner, this previously fun, flirty woman was standoffish with all kinds of stories about how Mexican men cheat all the time. And as for the other Latin lady I was dating, well, we went out drinking margaritas and having fun one night, and I gave her my Mexican cell phone because she said she was going to show me how to do some texting on it. It was all in Spanish, you know. But before I knew it, she wasn't texting. She was pushing all kinds of other buttons to get in deeper to my phone book and had a good look at all the female names in it, most all of whom were my actual business clients. Nothing to do with sex, love, dating, or any of that. After that, she changed completely and started a big fight. Well, that was just about the end of that relationship. Just some context here, Johnny. These women were all in their 20s. Now, I'm not saying I chase after younger women. It's just that young women are always the ones who seem to be interested in me. And I'm a young-looking guy myself. And it's not that I'm some kind of good-looking Don Juan. I just like to make friends with people. But down here, sometimes that backfires on you. I've actually learned my lesson, Johnny. Now I stick with older women. But being unable to understand the Latin dating culture still, the whole thing drives me crazy. An expat friend told me, Johnny, that when a Latin woman agrees to go out with you, she's already more than casually interested in you, which is a lot different than the dating attitude up north. So, Johnny, on your show, you've spoken about jealous Latin men, but can you shed some more light on jealous Latin women? There has to be a way to navigate this minefield. Then he says, P.S. Again, Johnny, don't use my name on this one if you read it on your show. With my luck, it will get back to someone. Well, thanks for that, Anonymous. And talk about Latin women jealousy. We're getting towards the end of the show now, so I'm not going to have time, but I will do it next show, I promise. And the stories I'll be telling next time? Well, let's just say in the Spanish dictionary, the definition for the word jealous, celosa, doesn't begin to scratch the surface.
South of the border.
This is the Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want me to help you out with your own Plan B, just schedule a one-on-one consult. Send me an email, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want to learn how to move forward with your own Plan B from right up there in the States, go to www.expatplanb.com and check out my three videos. See ya. Nos vemos.